Welcome to Texaco Town. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with fire chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Everybody. Hello, James.
Well, Eddie, what are we going to do?
Oh, don't worry. Everything will be all right.
But, Eddie, here it is Sunday night and no radio program.
Well, I've been so busy running my jobs in Texaco Town, I'm all worn out.
What happened?
A professor came in to register for college, a truck driver came in for a license, and a society woman asked for a permit for a racehorse. The telephone rang, I got confused and handed out the wrong papers.
You did?
Yes, now I hear that the truck driver is teaching college, the professor is eating oats, and the horse is driving a truck.
Why, Eddie, that's terrible.
That's not all. I just found out that the society woman is running tomorrow in the fifth race of Jamaica.
Eddie, you're wasting time. We must get out of program.
Oh, sure.
Hot Frankfurters? Here you are. Get them red hot here. Hot Frankfurters?
Wait a minute, you. Wait a minute, mister. What's the idea? Who told you to peddle Frankfurters around here? Go on, beat it. We've got to go on the radio.
Competition, huh?
What do you mean, competition?
You're selling bologna, too.
Yep. Out. Well, we got him out.
Yeah, now let's get out of program, will you?
I've got an idea, James.
What's that?
Look, let's figure out what the most successful programs on the air have got. And take the best from each one.
Well, which program shall we start with?
Let's start with ours, huh?
Would you call our program successful?
Jimmy, I give you my word of honor. I heard two women talking in the lobby after last Sunday's broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
One woman said that Eddie Cantor is the funniest man, and he has the finest program that was ever put on the air.
Who were the women?
I don't know the lady that Ida was talking to.
All right, now, what do we take from our program?
All right, listen, and I'll tell you. This week all my fan mail was loaded with fan mail from folks who said I let them down. I feel so dejected, they claim I've neglected the song about Texaco Town. Though I'm busy with my civic plans, I'll stop to take care of my fans. Oh, one dope with defiance said I'm for the Giants and bet that the Yanks would go down. Now he slaves on Sundays, 'cause he lost his undies.
Who's the mayor of Texaco Town?
I bought a police dog, the smartest police dog, guaranteed to knock crooks on the ground. But he's not worth a cent for. You know the first guy he went for?
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Hard to follow the loves of Jean Harlow. Each week there's a new star around, but she only has eyes for and keeps buying ties for the mayor of Texaco Town.
Well, that's not bad for a start. Not at all bad for a start. Now let's take another program. How about Jack Benny?
Jack Benny, what has he got that I haven't got? He's got delicious flavors, and I've got delicious daughters.
Yeah, but he's got six delicious flavors.
Yeah. What? Read it again, Jimmy. I don't mind. Read it again. Go ahead. We're old friends. Go ahead.
He's got six delicious flavors.
All right. Jack can go home tonight and kiss an extra plate of Jell-O.
Well, that's not getting us a program, though. If you're going to do something like Benny, why don't you burlesque a play or a picture like he does?
Okay. Let's do Dodsworth.
All right.
But, Jimmy, refresh my memory on the picture. Go ahead.
Okay. Sam Dodsworth, a retired automobile manufacturer,
yeah,
and his wife, Fran, leave on a second honeymoon to Europe. They go on the Queen Mary.
Good. You play Sam, I'll play Fran, and Jack Renard.
What'll I play?
You play the Queen Mary.
Stop it. Look, going over on the boat, Fran, that's you, Eddie.
Yeah.
You fall in love with an Englishman.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to Paris, you fall in love with a Frenchman.
Yeah.
In Vienna, you fall in love with an Austrian.
Boy, I'm hot stuff. How did I ever miss the captain?
You know, through all these love affairs, Sam, that's me.
Yep.
I keep taking you back because you're younger than I am.
I'm younger. Thanks, Jimmy.
No, that's only in the play.
Yep. Get away.
All right, now let's begin. Fran, you're on the boat and you meet your English boyfriend, see?
Yeah.
Cheerio, by Jove, and a pit, pit.
Wait a minute. Cheerio on the boat. That's what you sound like you've got. Jack, you just play the boat, will you? Will you?
Okay.
All right.
Ooh.
Now.
Ooh.
Quiet. Here comes my English boyfriend.
Fan Jiao, you look so beautiful in that dress, you know. It's ripping.
Yeah, I thought I felt a draft. Yeah. but I'm so glad you like it, Cisco, because one thing
swish,
about my dress...
Swish,
Billy, you know, when
slap,
my dressmaker
slap,
made the dress...
Swish, swish.
When my dress...
Slap, slap. Swish, swish. Slap, slap.
Wait a minute, Jack.
Swish, swish.
Jack,
slap,
wait a minute, Jack.
Slap.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm the boat. And that's the wave swishing up against my promenade deck.
Oh, get away from here.
Oh, friend, you're divine, you're charming.
Let me shower you with kisses. No, that's not a shower, that's a cloudburst.
Friend, yes. What is the meaning of this?
Oh, it's my hobby.
And I work for you like a horse.
Oh, a hobby horse.
Oh, is this your husband?
I guess I'll toddle along. Toodaloo, toodaloo. Yeah.
Hey, what is he toodaloodling? I'm the boat whistle.
All right, so you're the boat whistle. Go ahead.
Oh-hoo. Oh-hoo.
Renata, are you playing a boat or a sick owl?
Friend, I never thought that you...
Oh, you don't understand, Sam. You're old. I'm young. I want to live. I'm young. Young. They wouldn't give me any insurance last week. I'm young. I want to go places and do things. Oh, you can have that fling if you ain't got that swing. Whoopee!
All right, friend. All right. I forgive you. I've been making money so long, I'm just a hick.
Sure. What if you achieve success?
What if I achieve? What if I achieve?
What if I achieve gasoline can do for your car, no other gas can do?
Good
it
work.
Steps up your motor. It gives you that lightning action.
That's me, lightning action. Boy, I'm young. Get me a balloon. Get me a lollipop. One and one is two. C-A-T is cat. Am I young?
Yoo-hoo! Yahoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Yes?
Well, I thought I was playing the boat.
Yes, you're Junior playing the boat.
Friend, I'm going down to take a shower. I feel kind of hot, friend. I'm hot, friends.
Yep.
Hot friends, hot friends. Get your hot friends with mustard.
Get out of here, will you? Let's go on with Dodsworth.
And now we're in Paris, France.
Ah, friend, you are magnifique.
Oh, you really think so, Arnold?
Oui. Come away with me. I owe you love. I owe you devotion. I owe you happiness. I owe you...
How do you like this Frenchman? Always with the IOUs. Kiss me, Arnold.
No, let me fight for it.
Oh.
Friend.
What is the meaning of this?
Don't run, Arnold. It's only my husband, Sam. Don't be angry. I'm young. I'm young. Oh, boy, am I young.
Young, you're old.
Yeah, what do you mean I'm old? I'm young.
No, you're old. I heard your joke.
Get out of here, will you, please? Sam, dear, you're not angry with me for my little flirtation?
No, friend. I forgive you. I'm just a hick.
I don't get it. A what?
Hick. Hick, hick, hick.
Jimmy, go downstairs and take some bicarbonate of soda.
And now we're in Vienna.
Yep. Run, ich liebe dich.
Oh, Jack Pearl is back. Where was you, Charlie?
Run, I am madly in love with you.
Yes.
You are like a Venus.
Do you really think I'm a Venus, Kurt?
Hot Venus with sour Kurt? Get your hot Venus with sour Kurt.
Again, what are you doing here in Vienna?
Well, I had some hot dogs left over from the World Series.
Chase him away,
Yeah. I must go, too. But before I go, one kiss, friend.
One kiss, all right. Make it fast. My husband will be back in 2 weeks.
Friend, my wife.
My, how time flies. Sam, I can explain everything. You see, I'm young. You're old. I'm hot. You're cold. Ricky, get in.
Friend, this has gone far enough. How many men have you fallen in love with?
Only this one behind the tree.
Friend, I love you so.
Hello, friend, darling.
That's two from behind the tree.
I'm in love with you, friend.
That's three.
Hi, friend, my sweet potato.
Hello.
Hi, friend.
Hello.
I love you, friend.
Hi.
Hello,
friend. Hello, friend.
Hello.
How is you all?
Hello.
Hi, friend.
Hello.
Friend, what is the meaning of this?
Well, somebody had to take care of the unemployment situation.
That's how Jack Benny would do Dodsworth, eh? Well, how about doing something like, well, say, Major Bowes now?
Now you've got something. I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
What's that?
Here's the opportunity of your life. What? You play Major Bowes.
I play the Major?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Good evening, friends. Mm. The wheel of fortune, round and round she goes. And where she stops, nobody knows.
Are you doing Major Bowes or Ben Burney? What?
Take your choice. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the honor city is... Tell them, Graham.
All right. Thank you, Major. The honor city is Minsk, Russia. The telephone number in Minsk is Ochichonya 1. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And here we have the first amateur. What's your name, young man?
Joe Deukin, Major.
What have you been doing for the past 3 years?
Sitting in the waiting room of your office, Major.
Joe, What is your business?
Well, first, Your Honor, excuse me, Major. I thought I was in a goodwill court.
Don't get excited. Speak right into the microphone.
Well, Major, for 16 years, I was a professor in Harvard College. Then for 12 years, I wrote Latin books. And for 13 years after that, I lectured on Einstein's theory of relatives.
How old are you?
19.
Nice work, lad. Nice work. And what do you intend to do on this program?
I give imitations. I imitate Eddie Cantor.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
Do you mind if the piano player gives me a chorus if you knew Susie? If you knew Susie like I know Susie, Oida, Oida, or my five daughters, why, if you knew Susie, why, that's no plumber, that's Parker Carcass. Hello, Jimmy. Hello, Eddie. Why, here he comes now. Hello, Bobby. Hello, Daddy. Oida, oh, my five girls. Oh, the mayor of Texaco Town. Oida, oh, my five girls. Oh.
We just got the votes over the telephone. Lucky Joe Doiken joins Unit 11 tomorrow morning, Lowe's Theater, Bombay, India. And here's the next amateur, little Deanna Durbin. Come here, dear.
Hello, Major.
How old are you?
13.
And what does your father do?
He's the fire chief in Texaco Town.
And what are you going to sing?
The Italian Street Song.
Oh, yes, the Italian Street Song from Il Trovatore.
No, no, Naughty Marietta.
Oh, that's right, Naughty Marietta by Irving Berlin.
No, Major, it was written by Herbert.
Oh, of course, Hugh Herbert.
No, Victor Herbert.
All right, little Deanna Durbin will sing the Italian Street Song. So far, it looks like it's building into a pretty good program. Which one do we take next?
Well, Jimmy, let's take the March of Time. That's the best program of its kind on the air. Go ahead, Jack. Give us the introductory music.
The March of Time. Civilization moves forward on 1,000 fronts. Paris, France, October 11, 1936. A group of French financiers are discussing the monetary situation. Climaxed by a stirring speech from Edouard de la Cantoire, the meeting is thrown into a turmoil. Mr. Cantoire said,
Monsieur, we have got to do something.
Oui, the monetary situation is very grave.
Yes, we must not let them deflate the franc. The money situation must not go cold. We must keep the franc hot, you hear me? We must keep the franc hot.
Hot francs? Hot francs? But the hot francs, eh?
Yeah. Monsieur, with the franc for the scram, s'il vous plaît.
Pardon, pardon. You were talking about devaluating the franc.
I do not want to devaluate the franc. Our money must be on the par with the English pound sterling, with the American dollar, with the Italian strizzo, I mean the Italian lira.
Monsieur, you do not know what you are talking about.
I do not know.
You are a big faker.
I am not the big faker.
You are.
I am not.
You know nothing.
Don't say that. I am not the faker. Then the wolf shall take her. I do not speak. I did not take her. But I cannot.
Lunchman.
Oui, monsieur. Ma.
marches on.
Well, Eddie, what do we do next?
Well, Jimmy, how about taking a crack at Fred Astaire's program?
I think that's fine. We'll do Fred Astaire then, shall we?
Let's do it, all right.
All right, remember now, Fred Astaire is the greatest dancer in America today.
Jimmy, when I get through, Fred Astaire was the greatest dancer. Renard, give me a chorus of Top Hat and get me Ginger Rogers' telephone number.
Believe it or not, folks, it's really Mayor Cantor who's doing this dancing.
Between
slap, swish, swish, slap, slap.
We finished the sketch. We finished the sketch. How do you like the guy? Here I am dancing, showing up Fred Astaire. The only difference between Fred Astaire and me, ladies and gentlemen, is that when he gets through dancing, he's all out of breath. I'm all right, huh?
You know, Eddie, you must really be out of breath now.
Oh, that Astaire should get more money.
Well, I tell you, why don't you come over and help me sell a little gasoline?
Okay. I'll race you over there.
All right, here's the customer. Let's both take care of her.
How do you do?
Yes, ma'am. What'll it be today?
Shall I fill your tank with Fire Chief or Texaco Ethyl?
I
can see you have a modern high-speed motor. Take my advice, lady. Use Fire Chief.
Yes, ma'am. Fire Chief is good for your car. Don't forget it was made for use in fire engines, ambulances, and police cars. It actually gives you more power than these emergency vehicles require, and at no extra price.
Yes, but
and let me tell you, lady, that means Fire Chief has plenty of get up and go to it.
Just think of the extra mileage you get with Fire Chief, and how easy it is to start your car in cold weather. No more coughing and sputtering from your motor. No siree.
Do you realize how convenient it is to buy two? Why, Texaco has
45,000 stations stretched from coast to coast, and bureaus that give you that famous Texaco touring service. They provide you with maps, mark your best route, plan your trip, and give you up-to-the-minute information regarding road conditions.
What?
And how about the rest of the Texaco products? The great new Texaco motor oil, made by the new furfural process, which keeps the crankcase full longer.
Say, listen, you know more about Texaco than we do.
I should. My husband writes their advertising.
How do you like it, then?
And now, Jack Renard invites you to spend the day with your old girlfriend, Dinah. Setting up exercises. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. Left. Left, that's right. On the bridle path. Luncheon and the football game. And the opera. Dinah goes night clubbing and in Harlem. We'll be right back. on this program for practically every member of the family. What about the intelligentsia?
Here I am, Keith.
Oh. Park your car, for goodness sake.
Well, you can congratulate me.
Yep.
It's in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be elected president. It says so right in this telegram.
What does the telegram say?
It says we'd like to give you 500,000 votes so you can be elected. Signed, the Electoral Union of America.
Let me see that.
Right there.
Electoral Union? It's the Electrical Union, and they say we'd like to give you 500,000 volts so you can be electrocuted. It's not electrocuted. Here it is.
Boy, that's a shock to me. But I don't worry. You know, with this here election speech, I got to win.
Is this your speech?
Yeah, read it. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I am elected, I promise to repeal the 18th Amendment, keep America out of the League of Nations, and guarantee bank deposits. You can use this. That's the speech that elected Roosevelt in 1932.
Well, if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
All right, Parky.
Yes.
Forget other people's stuff. Make up an election speech of your own.
All right, how's this?
Go ahead.
Ladies and constituents.
Yes.
You got to elect me for president because I'm an honest man. I never stole a dollar in my life. All I ask is give me a chance.
Caucus, have you got a special room for idiots in your house?
No, but come over. We'll make a place for you.
Get up. I must be an idiot. I gave you $3,000 for your campaign expenses. Now, what's become of that money?
I got the whole expense list right here.
Yep.
That explains what I did with every penny.
All right, let's see it. What does it say? Printing posters, $9. Hammock and nails, $3. You mean hammer and nails, not hammock and nails.
No, I was swinging in a hammock and a manicurist was doing my nails.
Hammock and nails.
Ain't that beautiful?
Yep. This next item is positively ridiculous. Toothpicks, $200. Why should toothpicks be so expensive?
Well, I had Parky Caucus printed on every toothpick.
Why?
So I can get my name in everybody's mouth.
Yep. That's good, but wait a minute. What's this? Weekly salary for stenographer, $115?
Yes.
Why didn't you get a dictaphone?
Ah, there's no fun kissing a dictaphone.
Get off. That only accounts for part of the money. There's still $2,800 missing.
Oh, that's for aspirin tablets.
Wait, $2,800 for aspirin tablets? Who's going to have that big a headache?
You are, now that you know what I did with your money.
Get away from me, will you? Go away. That's the last cent you'll ever get from me for campaign expenses.
Yeah, well, I don't need you. I could make plenty of money without you.
How?
I'm going to run a cheapskate with horses.
Cheapskate? You mean a sweepstake? Cheapskate. Look, tell me something. How many tickets are you printing?
We're printing 10,000. I sell them for a dollar a piece. The prize is $10,000, and I make $40 profit.
Yep. Wait a minute. If you sell 10,000 tickets for a dollar a piece and give a $10,000 prize, how do you make $40 profit?
I don't pay the printer.
Yep. You're not going to pay the printer? Then that makes your whole sweepstakes a phony.
No. Phonies is a race only for big horses.
Yep. Big horses? I said phony. Do you know what phony is?
Sure, a phony is a little horse.
No, that's a pony.
No, a pony is a flower.
No, you're thinking of a peony.
Don't tell me. A peony is what you play music on.
No. That's a piano. What I said before was phony.
Yeah, everything you say is phony.
Get away from me.
Listen.
What?
You want to buy a ticket a dollar from that cheapskate?
Yeah, a dollar ticket you want on the cheapskate? You want to
yes.
Tell me?
Yes.
Do you think I could win?
Well, that depends on how fast you could run with a jockey on your back.
Yeah. No. I mean, do you think I'll be lucky enough to hold the winning ticket?
Wait a minute. You got the whole thing wrong. This is going to be a different kind of a cheapskate.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm going to give the $10,000 to the winning horse.
Wait a minute. What is a horse going to do with $10,000?
That's all right. I'll take care of the money till he's 21.
Yep. Now, just a minute. I'm still the mayor here, and I prohibit any gambling like that to go on.
Yeah, well, if that's the way you feel about it, then I'll run in the horse race, and I'll let the horse run for president.
You're crazy. You can't make a president out of a horse.
Why not? Texaco Town made a mayor out of a jackass.
Get away from me!
Considering that we had nothing to start with tonight, I think the program worked out pretty good.
Yes, I hope you're right, James.
Of course, I should tell you that we have 2 minutes left over.
Mm-hmm, that's good. It gives me just enough time to sing. I'm so happy since the day that I fell in love in a great big way. And the big surprise is someone loves me too.
Yes, it's hard for you to see just what anyone could see in me, but it only goes to prove what love can do. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for silk and laces. My baby don't care for high tone places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. My baby's no Gable fan. Robert Taylor is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Lauren Gibbons. She'd rather have me around to give it. Gary Cooper is not her style. And even Dick Powell's smile is something that she can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me.
Thank you.
Pardon me, Mr. Cantor. This wire just came for you from Major Bowes.
Oh, is this on the level?
Yes.
This is really true, ladies and gentlemen. After hearing your audition, I think you have very great possibilities. And possibly twin sons. What is that, twin sons? Well, if Ida's listening in, she knows. I will book you for my unit, number 17, and include you in my program next Thursday night. Major Bowes. I think it's very nice, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. Don't forget, you're always welcome in Texaco Town. And next Sunday night at this time, in this very spot in the program, Bobby Breen is going to introduce the song Rainbow on the River from his second motion picture, Rainbow on the River, and how he sings it. And now I want to thank you on behalf of your neighborhood Texaco dealer for dropping in on him and filling up with fire, Chief. You've been perfectly swell. And remember,
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. 'Twill be my delight to sing again, the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Your neighborhood Texaco dealer invites you to listen to Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town next Sunday evening at the same time, coming to you direct from Hollywood, California. In the meantime, try Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. When you hear the siren bell, think of Texaco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
PM BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time, WABC, New York.